the slip. Coming down this deep icy path, a slip instantly corrected, forgotten, moving on. Why can't I live like that? One morning, the mountain farmer goes out to milk his goats and never comes back. A quiet stream leaps from the edge of a high granite cliff and disappears into the late summer air. Sitting in an alpine meadow, more flowers than grass, the sound of delicate bells rings out, wave after wave, from the meadow which sleeps in rocks. The professor, red socks tucked into impeccable gray-green knickers, relaxed, confident, with the refined fingers of a concert pianist. Tapping with his cane, he gives just the right emphasis to his last remark. Beautiful mountains, these, but too many rocks. The other way around, walking down with his lambs, about 20 of them, all male, still covered with the crusty manure of the winter barn. Round is a bear, dressed from head to toe in second-hand army wool that he wears like fur. Standing in the middle of the cold, fast-flowing stream, big-bearded smile, he kicks the lambs across one by one, puffing on his pipe all the while. He tells me, my wife used to come here with the goats as a child. Once they brought a priest from the village below to bless the spring. She's always said, it's the other way around. It's the spring that blesses us. The botanical gardens. 1. How nice. There's gentian and anemone. Old friends. Unpaid vacation. 2. After a while, I've noticed that I tend to read the signs first. Pilgrims. Not yet far from home, the full bus drives straight across the spring with healing waters without a name. The spring. The cowherd pointed on the map and said, if you can find it, you must visit the spring. The water there is very mysterious. Years ago, they wanted to sell it, but it burst the bottles every time. The well. At the village center, a woman fetches water from a well. She tells me, all my life, the flow of this water has never changed. It was constant during the war and when my sons did not return. And it was constant during the time they built the road and then the dam. Even during the winter of 51, it did not freeze. But last spring, for the first time in my life, it was silent for 7 days, and then ran muddy for weeks after that. This well never did that before. Every valley remembers two neighbors working, tapping out the blade, the complementary rhythms of twos and threes. Distance in a summer breeze do strange things to sound. The sharp tang of heavy hammer on anvil planted on heavy rock. The delicate edge moves slowly round the tapping of the blade, a new moon moving from east to west. Higher on the mountain, silver consonants ricochet off nameless steep granite walls. Wide awake, noon rest finished, these sounds were not made today. Here, on the way, many beautiful camps offer themselves for the night. But to know when to keep walking and when to stay, and after stopping, to know without a doubt that this place where one stands, here I am at home.